Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the place to get a dose of empowerment to create the life you crave and deserve. I'm your host, Amy Beltran, CEO and founder of Irresistible University. Through my podcast and signature coaching program, I teach women just like you how to ditch the body image issues, gain confidence, and lose the emotional weight to look and feel irresistible at any size. If you like this podcast, you're going to love my group coaching program. If you would like to learn more about the program and how you can work with me, including the investment, what's included, see client testimonials, and to sign up and enroll, please head over to irresistibleicing.com/course. The link is also in the show notes. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I am so excited to be here again and getting back in the groove of things. Thank you all for your amazing DMs and messages last week as I kind of came back from my hiatus, so to speak, over the summer with the podcast. And I'm just super excited and pumped to be getting back in the groove, not only of the podcast, but getting back in the groove of my life as well. I shared that last week, kind of what I have been going through and getting a little bit more vulnerable on a personal level of where I've been in my life and how I've kind of felt, I don't want to say stuck, but just kind of not having forward momentum. And I told you guys that I'm going to be sharing my journey going forward as I kind of just press the restart button, I guess you could say, not just weight loss, but also the Irresistible You journey as well. Because I stopped doing, I won't say I completely stopped because I didn't completely stop doing anything, but I stopped doing things to the fullest, I guess, that I would normally be doing. I haven't been operating at Amy's full capacity because I've just had so much else on my plate. And so my goal with that is to go back through the Irresistible You program that I've created, the one that my students are enrolled in, and I'm going through the program again as a student with my student eyes on and really taking in the information and applying it to my life and getting myself back to feeling like me again, coming back home to me, which is what we talked about last week. And so this episode is where, you know, it's no different than any other episode that I do where I'm going to share kind of what I've been doing, what's working, how you can apply it to your life, and hopefully you get some great nuggets out of all of that. And that's always been the goal of the podcast is I don't teach or share anything that I myself haven't been through. So everything that I teach, I know works because I've been through it. I've seen it work for my students and my clients, and that's just the way it is. So before we really dive into things, I just wanted to remind you guys, the number one way you can support the Irresistible You podcast is to leave a rating and review on iTunes. When you do that, it tells Apple iTunes that this podcast is legit. People like this. This is working. And it pushes the podcast further up in their algorithm so that more women can see and join this amazing community that we have here. So if you could take a moment out of your life, I would greatly appreciate that to leave your rating and review. I read all of them. It just lights me up and I love to hear how this is helping you. So make sure that you go ahead and do that either during or after this episode. All right, so let's get into it. So here's where I'm at, guys. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, episode number 139, I need you to go start there. And you might even have to go back a couple episodes before that just to get a better understanding of where I've been over the summer and the things that have happened in our life over the summer and why I'm kind of in this place of needing to hit the restart button. My podcast is a very personal thing. I share what's going on with me. And it's interesting because a lot of the things that I share here, I'm more comfortable sharing it with you guys than probably people, some people in my life that know me in real life. And that's just really funny. And so not only do I always share that, I always turn that into how it can help you. My whole goal and mission is to help other women create irresistible lives they can't resist. And I had this really funny, I hardly ever get low reviews on iTunes. And I have a whole opinion on that. It's like, if you don't like something and you're announcing to the world that you're no longer going to listen, then nobody needs to hear your announcement. Just see your way out the door, honestly. But this person said, I've tried to listen so many times, but it's always I, and they don't teach me. She doesn't teach anyone how to apply these things to their life. And I just kind of sat here laughing to myself because I'm like, the epitome of who I am and why I created this podcast and my program and all the free materials I do, all the paid materials I do, everything I do is in service of other people via sharing my journey and how I have gone through things. So it's like, I have a thick skin with that kind of stuff, but I just found that really funny because that is, I'm like, do you listen? Do you really listen, bro? Like, do you even listen to the podcast? Because I don't know what you're talking about. anyway, so yes, I always do share my story because I don't have any other story to share, right? I share with you guys the things I have been through, the things I'm going through, how I overcome them, the things that I apply. That is how the entire Irresistible You framework was born and created and continues to evolve over time. And for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, the Irresistible You framework are the principles that I created on how you become Irresistible You. It's everything that I teach inside my program is built around these five principles or these five pillars, okay? And what I found over the last couple of months is that I stopped fully embodying these principles. And I all of a sudden felt like I was starting to lose myself in the storm of life. And this happens to all of us. It's normal. It's human. And what matters when that happens to you, what matters in that circumstance is whether or not you decide to get back up. Okay. And I have decided in order for me to be a better human, a better mom, a better wife, a better business owner, a better person, I have to get back to center. I have to get back to myself. I have to get back to feeling irresistible. I have to get back to doing all of the things that I know make me feel like that. And when you have a family or medical emergency, trauma, an emergency, a situation like that of what we went through over the summer, and everything kind of just goes to the side because that's the priority becomes the circumstance. And in my case, my priority was my daughter and, you know, treating her diabetes and learning and just absorbing and just making sure she's okay. And that's just how it had to be. And I will say, I don't think I completely let myself go because I'm going to get into that in terms of how it relates to the future self, because that's what we're talking about in this episode, is like how to become the future version of you. And why is that important? Because that's where you have to start. So as I'm going through my like restart, if you will, into the Irresistible You journey, and I'm going back through the program, where we start with everybody that goes through the program, every single student starts at module zero. And module zero is where we talk about the importance of defining who you want to become, operating as your future self. And if I hadn't done work years ago on becoming who I wanted to be today, I would be in a much different place after this summer, right? I probably would have gained back 40, 50 pounds easily. I didn't gain any weight in that process, which for me, that's an accomplishment because it was a severe time of stress, right? And worry and anxiety and all the things. So this is where we're starting. And I told you guys last week that as I'm going through this again and restarting and doing my level up, my glow up, whatever you want to call it, Amy 2.0, I'm going to take you guys along my journey because that's accountability. That is transparency. I think that is so important to see yourself in someone else's journey and then teaching you along the way how to do some of these things yourself. And obviously, if you want to take it even further, then you can work with me. And the way that you work with me is through the Irresistible You program. You can go onto the website. It's in the show notes. It's irresistibleicing.com/course, and you can sign up to work with me there. So here's where we start. Let's dive into it, okay? every single person that I work with that comes to my program, we go through the future self exercises. Because in order for you to up-level your life, in order for you to create an irresistible life, it's not something that's just going to happen. It is something that you have to do with full intention, full conviction, and you cannot plan who you want to become without doing this really, really important step, something that you're going to have to do every single day to keep it top of mind. So let me get into this and kind of explain what does this mean? Because for a lot of you, you don't even know, have a clue what I'm talking about. And so I want to really break this all down for you. Okay, let's do that. So first and foremost, I want to just start here. I want to talk about what it means to become irresistible you. Like, what is that term? It's something I coined many years ago. It became the name of my signature program. It became the name of the podcast because it's how I live my life. It was the goal that I had for my life. Because when I created that, I was at a point in my life where it was like a turning point where I wasn't happy in my job anymore. It was a job that I used to love. I knew that life had to be so much bigger and so much more than what I was doing at the time. And I would catch myself in the someday trap. The someday trap is, oh, it's okay. Like if you have a bad day or you see that you're not, you know, you're not loving life anymore, you're not loving your job or whatever, you just make it feel better by telling yourself, well, someday it'll get better. Someday I'll have a different job. Someday I'll have a different house. Someday I'll lose the weight. Someday I'll have a divorce. Someday I'll get married. Whatever that is for you, okay? And I was finding myself stuck in the someday cycle to where one day it was kind of like this epiphany of like, someday is not on the calendar. Someday does not exist. It is not in the 7 days of the week. So what are you going to do to create all of these things that you're telling yourself you're going to have someday? Because they're not going to magically land in your lap, okay? I do believe in the power of like manifestation and all that kind of woo stuff, but I'm telling you, you can't just tell yourself, I'm going to have everything. I'm going to have the dream house and it's going to happen. That is not how that works. You have to put in the reps, you got to put in the time, and you got to put in the work to create the life you want. And so that is the whole concept of Irresistible You is about becoming the version of yourself that you crave to be. And that is what irresistible means. It is you have such a craving for it that you can't even resist it because you want to become that version of you so bad that you're going to do whatever it takes to see that you get there. And an irresistible life is that dream life that you think about, that you crave, that you desire, that you just, you can't, the life is so rich and so fulfilled that you can't get enough of it because it's so rich and fulfilled. And so to become irresistible you, you have to have a plan. You have to do the work. Okay, this is not a fad diet where you get a meal plan and you lose 30 pounds in 30 days and magically your life is supposed to fall into place. We all know that's bullshit. We all know that doesn't happen. And we all know we've been chasing that our whole life because we've been sold a lie. It's not true and it doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way. It takes work. And the work that it takes is not about a meal plan. The work that it takes is not about P90X and your exercise plan. The work that it takes is getting real and truthful and down with yourself and to stop telling yourself lies, to stop denying things that you're telling yourself and to lose the emotional weight that is dragging you down, that is not allowing you to be your best self, that is not allowing you to become irresistible you. Because it's never the food that's causing you to is preventing you from becoming who you want to be. It's the thoughts and feelings that you have about yourself that are holding you back. And so that's really what it means to become irresistible you. And to summarize that completely, it's like becoming your best self. And we all have that that vision. When we look in the mirror, you have this version or this vision of yourself in your head of who you want to be. I'm not just talking physical. The job, the life, the house, the career, the body, all the things. And then you look in the mirror and all the self-shaming, all the inner fat bitch talk comes in because you're not who you think you should be, because there's a disconnect. There's a huge gap between who you want to be and who you are today. And so, you know, becoming irresistible you is becoming that version of yourself that you crave, that you dream about. And it's possible. Nobody has success. Well, okay, that's not true. Let's not talk about people who were handed success at birth, right? We know that those people exist. But the majority of people who are self-made, like truly self-made, if I hear one more time about Kylie Jenner being a self-made billionaire, I'm going to like, no, girl. Like, no, you are not self-made. I'm talking about people that were born without anything. People that pulled themselves up through poverty, through struggle, through hard times, and became successful. All the people that have done that were able to, and still do this, envision who they wanted to be. What was that person? How do I operate today in the good of the future version of myself? Okay, so that kind of sets the stage with what I'm talking about. And so we have to start with our future self in the present. So what is your future self? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's the future version of you. And that future version of you, yes, it can be 5 years from now. Yes, it can be 10 years from now, obviously. It can also be tomorrow. It can also be tonight at dinner. It can also be this afternoon at lunch, next week, next weekend. It is just you in the future. And you get to decide who that person is. If you don't like where you are today, I want you to take like feel the empowerment that wherever you are today is not where you have to stay. You are not bound to stay in that place. And that's where when I created all of this, you know, over 10 years ago now, I knew the type of life that I wanted to create. And so when I sit here today and I'm sitting in my home office, which is, you know, purple and white and sparkly and all the things that I love and that my brand embodies. When I sit here in this office and I look around and I'm working from home and I'm working for myself and I can take my kids to the zoo or the aquarium in the middle of the day spontaneously, I can be there for them when they're sick. I can do things that I wasn't able to do years ago. When I sit around and I look at that, I can think my past self, because I operated from a place of knowing what I wanted to have in the future, so I set it up that way. It didn't happen to me. It didn't just happen to me. And I have a pet peeve, and I know you guys, for my like loyal listeners, you've heard me say this. Whenever people tell me, well, you're so lucky. No, it has nothing to do with luck. The lifestyle that I have is not because I got lucky. It's because I got intentional. It's because I got intentional and I made sacrifices and I made compromises and I focused on the long term so that I could get where I am today. And so that's what that means. Your future self, you have to think about what you want, who you want to become, all of these things, because it's not going to just happen to you. It doesn't. As we said it before, someday does not exist. And so when I talk about future self, that's up for you to define when you're thinking about it. Is it tomorrow? Is it tonight? Is it next year? Is it 5 years from now? Like, let's get clear about that when we're going to do some of the exercises I'm going to talk about. And so the reason this is so important, the reason why it is so important to be in the present but operate with your future self in mind is so that you can create the life that you crave. It is so that you can become the version of you that you want to be. Because again, it doesn't just fall on your lap. If you're just telling yourself, well, someday it'll get better, someday this, someday that, How exactly is that going to happen? And then what ends up happening, 5 years goes by and you're like, how am I still at this job? I can't believe I'm still working for this asshole. How am I still doing these things? How am I still struggling with this? Because you didn't set a plan. You did not operate with intention. You did not operate with the intention of becoming the future version of yourself. So you just become the same stale, stagnant version of you. And also, as you accomplish goals and as you start to see the vision that or see the vision that you have starts to become reality, because it will if you do the work. When you start to see these things become crystal clear and they become real, you also continue to redefine your goals and who your future self will be. And this is why you also have to practice gratitude and humble yourself at times, because I find myself, when I'm feeling frustrated and overwhelmed with the kids, with my business, with all of the things, and also feeling overwhelmed sometimes that there doesn't feel like there's a clear divide between business and personal and all of that, I have to remind myself, but this is what you wanted. These are the problems that you prayed for and that you dreamed about years ago. Because that's what's going to happen, is you will accomplish things, you will get to where you want to be, and then you start, you know, we evolve, and then it's like, what's the next thing? And so you have to take a moment also to say, oh my gosh, that's right. Like, I'm so happy to have this problem because I prayed to be here so long ago. And now I'm here. And so now how do I take myself to the next level and level up? So it's so important to do this again, because you're not going to just show up with the house of your dreams. You're not going to just show up with the body that you want. You're not going to just show up and stop feeling overwhelmed and stressed. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. And so one of the questions that comes up a lot is, how can you live in the moment while becoming your future self? Because it feels like for some people, well, if I'm constantly thinking about the future, I'm not being in the present. And I want to address that, because actually one of the guiding principles in Irresistible You is called be in the moment. It's about mindfully acknowledging where you are today, right? Without, so many times when we don't like where we are in our bodies, in our life, we can't be present. Because we're just so obsessive and worrying about what are people thinking? Oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. So let me just say this. When you are sitting around in your life waiting for the wait, telling yourself, because here's what's funny. The people that, when people ask this, they're usually not living in the moment anyway. And they're definitely not living for their future self. So it's a very interesting question. But how to be in the moment while becoming your future self? Well, if you're sitting around waiting for the wait, if you're constantly beating yourself up with all the inner fat bitch talk, all the inner fat bitch conversation, you're emotionally binge eating your nights away, you're Netflixing your nights away. Well, let me just be very clear that you're not living in the moment anyways. You are not living your life. You're existing. You're not living. You're zombie walking your ass around, right? You're zombie walking through. You're zombie eating. You're just existing. And there's a big difference between living and existing. And so when you operate from the future version of you, that is actually what's going to allow you to live and be more present in the moment. Because when you're binge eating and you're Netflixing every single night of the week, you are doing that to avoid yourself. You are doing that to avoid the stress. You are doing that to avoid the hard emotions. You are doing that to avoid yourself, period. And if you're avoiding yourself, if you are not facing the emotional weight that you're carrying, if you are not doing anything to address it, nothing's going to change in your life. So you're not living in the moment anyway, because you're just delaying the pain. Delaying it, delaying it, delaying it, delaying it, because you're like, well, today was really hard. I don't want to deal with this. So let me just see what I can order. Let me just binge eat. Let me just watch some TV. You're just delaying facing the emotions that you're already pushing down anyway. So that is not being in the moment, okay? And I would say that when you operate with a vision of your future self, that is honestly something that is going to allow you to be more present, to make more mindful decisions, to make more meaningful connections, to make more, to just learn how to speak better to yourself. In fact, it's the only way to be in the moment in your life is to think about who you want to become. So there's that piece of it. And so how do you do this, guys? How do you create your future self? Because it's possible. You get to create the life that you want. You get to create the person you want to become. You are not stuck in old cycles. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay in the same old generational bullshit cycles. You don't have to. I'm not telling you it's going to happen overnight, and I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, but you get the choice. You get the choice. And so, how you start creating your future self, you have to create a blueprint of who that person is. Who is she? So, let's start here. So, the very first thing, that you really want to think about is how does she think? How does she think about herself? How does she think about her life? Because, and in the program, we go into this a lot more. Everything in your life starts with a thought. This is real basic stuff. Everything in your life begins with a thought that you have. And that thought becomes a feeling. Because if I tell myself, you're so fat, you'll never get the hang of this, you're always going to be fat, you're never going to lose the weight. If I say that to myself, the feeling that that's going to create is defeat, sadness. I'm going to feel defeated. Like, why even start? Because you're right. That is the truth. And you convince yourself that that thought is the truth when it's not. And that feeling turns into your actions. So, what are your actions? Well, I don't need to go walk today. Well, it's not, I'll just sit on the couch a couple hours and watch this show. It doesn't matter. 5 minutes, 10 minutes isn't going to do anything anyway. I'll just overeat because what's the point? She's right. I'm never going to lose the weight. So it's real simple stuff is that what we think becomes what we feel, and what we feel becomes what we do, our actions. So if you don't like where your life is going and you don't like how you are showing up in your life, we got to take it all the way back to how are you talking to yourself? What is the conversation? How do you think? How do you speak to yourself? And that leads us into the first guiding principle anyway, which is called break the rules. And in break the rules is where we get rid of all the inner fat bitch bullshit. What are the rules you've created? What are the thoughts that you have? What are the things that you are telling yourself that are holding you back? Because every single thing in your life that you want, it's going to start in your head. It is not the meal plan. It is not the exercise plan. It is not the detox tea. It is not the waist trainer. It is not any of those diet gimmick things. It starts in your head. Our brain is such a powerful place. And once you finally tap into that and you can lose the emotional weight, you will have the other things in your life that you want, and the physical weight will follow. I know that because I've lived it. And that's why I've had to hit this reset button as well and really get back to, all right, Amy, like how are we talking to ourselves now? Like what do we need to change here? What do we need to do differently? So you have to create a blueprint of who you want to become. And in that blueprint, you want to get pretty specific. Like, what does she think? What does she say? What are the things that she, like, so I'm just going to break out the workbook for a second that's in our coaching program. And we have some very specific questions in there. You know, we just talk about what are her beliefs? What does she stand for? What does she accept? And what does she not accept? Like, what is it for yourself that is completely unacceptable? From herself and from other people, right? How does she show up for herself? We talk about all of that, right? Creating that blueprint. So you can also get into it and think about like, what are your physical surroundings? Where are you? Where do you live? Where do you work? What are the things? And when you do these exercises, guys, here's what you have to really do. You cannot edit yourself. You cannot say, well, how the hell is that going to happen? You know, for me, one of my big goals down the road is my physical surroundings is this home that I have seen very crystal clear in my head for a very long time. It is on the water. It has this big, beautiful glass windows that overlook the water with the boat ramp, this big, beautiful pool, like Mediterranean style. The whole home is Mediterranean style with the Spanish tiles. And I can always clearly see myself sitting in this house, sitting in my office, looking out over the water, taking the kayaks out in the backyard to the water. Like, I can see it. And when you have these visions of what you want, whether it's your body, your weight, your house, your career, whatever it is, you can't edit yourself and say, well, how the hell's that going to happen? Because that goes back to the inner fat bitch talk. That goes back to the way that you're thinking. Because if you continue to think that way, well, how the hell is that going to happen? Like, you don't come from that kind of money and you'll never have those kinds of things. Well, then you won't have those kinds of things because your thoughts, again, control your feelings. And if you're thinking that way, how do you think you should feel? You're going to feel defeated. You're going to feel maybe depressed. Like, what's the point? And because of that, when you're operating from those low feelings, you're not going to take actions to create that thing that you want, to go after that thing that you want. So it always, 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 if I can't say it enough, it always goes back to, what are you telling yourself? What is the story that you're creating? You cannot edit yourself, because if you edit yourself, you will not be able to do this. So you have to let yourself dream. You have to let yourself just go there and not ask yourself, well, how? That can come later. So really get specific with this blueprint about who you want to be. What do you, how do you look? Where are you? Where do you work? What do you tell yourself? What are the things that you do every single day? Okay. So that's that piece. Okay. Number two is I want you to create a core list of your values and beliefs. Because again, I'm like a broken record. It's going to go back to the way you think. And when you don't have a lot of confidence in yourself, when you don't have a lot of good self-esteem and self-love, chances are that you're not operating from a place of values and a place of beliefs. Because you're like wavering on them. You don't really know where you fit in. You don't really know what you believe. And you're only going to really believe things to appease other people. And to become an irresistible you woman, that is not how we operate, okay? You have to be strong in your core values and beliefs. So you can make a list of those things. Like, you may not have those things today. That's the whole point of this, right? The whole point is, what do, if I could look into the future a year from now, and that's what I want you to do. Don't go 5 years from now. Don't go 10 years from now. I'm really not into 5-year plans, 10-year plans, because I think that that's really hard because we don't know what can happen in 10 years. What is really easy to work with is a year. So let's talk about 6 months, a year from now, right? What are the kinds of values and beliefs that you want to stand for? Okay. One of mine, I'll just, because I've been going through this again, like I told you guys, I'm going through this as a student. One of mine that I have on my list is protective. I am naturally a protective person. Protective of the underdog, protective of my children, protective of animals, of Chewy, of my family. It's just in me. It's who I am. Number one, I'm a Leo. It's embedded in me. Number two, on the Enneagram, I'm a type 8. And the type 8 has a very fierce, protective nature. And to be a protector, you have to be willing to stand up for people. You have to be willing to use your voice. And honestly, that's why this podcast is here. It's a voice that is given to the women that don't have one, that have been afraid to stand up for themselves. And so having that protective attribute, that protective value, is really important to me. And I noticed when I am not operating from my irresistible self and I'm kind of sliding backwards, I can lose that a little bit. And protective also means protective of myself and standing up for myself. And when I start to slide backwards, I start to let certain things go too, right? And it starts out as simple things, guys, like not letting someone know you're disappointed in how they treated you, not telling the restaurant that they messed up your order because you don't want to cause any problems. So being protective of myself and the people around me that I love is a value that I hold. And my future self doesn't let stuff slide, right? And it's not to say that's to be confrontational. That's not what that's about. It's about knowing my worth, and then I am not willing to allow someone to belittle me in any way like that, or people around me, right? I have that in me. It's like a very fierce, protective nature that I have. And that's important to me. Another value that is important to me is to remain peaceful. So that sounds funny, right? But it's like the quiet, peaceful calmness that I want to embody. Because I used to be very hot-headed. I used to have a very hot temper. I used to throw things. I used to think I had to confront people. Like, I just had a very hot-headed temper, and I don't like that. And I don't feel like that was me anyway. It was coming from some other influences around me. And I would much rather move through life in a peaceful, calm manner, even when I'm standing up for myself. You know, I used to think in the past, standing up for myself was telling someone off and using all the curse words. Where now I understand how to stand up for myself or other people in a very intelligent, articulate, way that doesn't continue to escalate the situation, if that makes sense. So peace, peacefulness, calmness, those are also values and beliefs that I have. Consistency can be another one. That's another one for me too. Consistency. And consistency is a value. So just think about, like, what are the values, what are the beliefs that you want to have in your future self that maybe today you might have it a little bit, or you don't have it at all, right? And write those things down. You can also create a list of just thinking about what kind of person is she? I want, and always write like this: I am a woman who. So that you're being, when you write that way, I am a woman who, you are not giving yourself, well, maybe I can become that. I wish I was a woman who, or you say to yourself, I am a woman who is very protective of myself and those around me that I love and will always stand up for what I believe in. So you kind of complete the sentence, right? I am a woman who is consistent in the way that I show up. I am consistent in the way that I eat. I am consistent in the way that I exercise every day. I am consistent in dot dot dot. Not just saying, like, I'm going to be a woman who is con or I want to be con like, if you say I want to be, no, we're going to be more I am, so that you are already writing it in the future version of who you are, so that you can come into that, right? What do I also have? I have a lot of them. I'll just share a couple more. But, like, another one is, I am a woman who has complete conviction in my beliefs. Because I know in the past for me, sometimes I had a hard time with that, where I let other people influence me, or I didn't feel like a leader yet. And so I would kind of go back and forth on some of my beliefs and what I stood for based on the situation, I guess. And as time has gone on, I have learned that I am something that's important to me is to stand convicted in my beliefs no matter what anybody else says. And that is going to make certain people not like me, and I am okay with that. I am completely okay with that. Why? Because if I am true to myself, if I am so convicted in my beliefs, and someone else decides they don't like me now, well, then it was from a place of fakeness anyway. So it's like, that's going to weed out the people in my life that aren't down for me anyway. Whether that is someone in my real life, or whether that is someone listening to the podcast, it doesn't faze me or bother me, because if they don't believe in what I, in, or they, not that you have to believe in what I believe, but they don't, if someone can't respect who I am, then we don't need to hang out anyway. We just don't. And so there's that. So I want you to just think about, what are the core values and beliefs that this version of you is? Another thing can be like, I am a woman who wakes up every morning to go for a walk. I want to be that. I do. I want to be that type of woman who wants to wake up early. So I am a woman who wakes up early every day to go for a walk. Write all those things down, okay? You cannot just keep this stuff in your head. If you are listening to this podcast and you're just like, well, I'll just think about it in my head, that doesn't work. You cannot do this and just store it in your head. You have to put it down, whether it is writing it on paper or whether it is, you know, typing it up in a doc, Google Doc, whatever, or a note on your phone. It doesn't matter the method. What matters is that you get it out of your head so that you can visually see it. Okay. So once you really start to go through all of this, and you define who is your future self, what does she believe? What are her core values? What does her day look like? What does, you know, all the things, how does she speak to herself? How does she think about herself? Where does she work? Where does she live? What I want you to do is I then want you to write a letter to your future self. And in that letter, you know, you can set it up however you want. But when you're in that letter, it's, you know, writing a letter to that version of you. When you write that letter to your future self, you can do it a couple different ways. Number one, you could write it to your future self, basically telling them, you know, it's so amazing what you've been able to accomplish. You know, you changed jobs and you're now working for blah, 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 and this and that, kind of writing it in that way. Or what I also find really powerful in this exercise, and it kind of goes back to the I am statements a little bit, is doing it as a journal entry. So writing your letter as a journal entry of like who you are a year from now, 6 months from now, whatever the time, give yourself that time limit. If you don't know what you want, what time limit you want, I would just say pick a year from now. Pretend whatever the date is today, it's this time next year, 1 year from now, and put the date at the top. Put, you know, the date with the date of next year and make it a journal entry to say, today was so awesome. Like, I woke up early and I went for a walk and I did my morning meditation. I listened to podcasts and I just felt so good after that. And then after I went for the walk, I came home and I took a shower. Like, get very detailed. The more detail that you have, the more clear it will become so that you can step into this vision. So that's what I would do, guys. I think the journal entry is actually even more powerful than just writing that letter, because the journal entry to me is not as passive. It's more just stepping into like, this is what it is. Like, this is a journal entry to myself. And once you do that, you want to mail it to yourself, okay? And so you could do that a couple ways. If you're writing it down on paper, you could put it in an envelope and, I don't know, I guess there's a way you could like mail it to yourself. I don't know how you would do that, because snail mail gives me anxiety, I swear to you guys, because I'm not used to it. Every time I have to go to the post office to like mail things, it freaks me out. But, maybe you hide it in a special place in the house, and you put a reminder on your phone to go back and read it. Another thing that you can do, and I really love this one, is there's this website and it's called futureme.org. And what it does is it allows you to write a letter to yourself in the future, and you can schedule it, and you can tell it to deliver it to you a year from now, 3 years from now, or any date that you choose. And you can make the letter private and have it sent to your email. What I would also recommend if you do it this way is I would not just put it on that website. I would also write it in a Google Doc first so that I have it saved just in case something were to happen to the website. You just never, ever know. And you can do that, guys. You can even send yourself reminders every day of today I'm going to show up for myself. I'm going to make better choices. I'm going to order this. I'm going to order that. I'm going to do the exercise. I'm going to say these things to myself. You do whatever it takes to keep yourself grounded and focused on what you want. So in all of this, you have to ask yourself, what do I want? What does my future self want? What are the goals? What is it that I'm trying to do? And knowing that you can't just write this stuff down and send yourself a letter or journal entry to the future and then expect it to happen. This has to be top of mind every day, meaning every single day you have to operate from that place. Okay, so let's think about weight loss, for example. And you guys know I'm back on my weight loss journey, had a little bit of a stall over the summer, did not lose, did not gain. That's a win. We maintain. Did not lose, did not win. What did I just say? I feel like it rhymed and I was going to do it and then I forgot what I was saying because I'm losing my mind. Anyway, so I had shared last week in the episode how I've told myself it's 10 pounds 10 times to lose 100 pounds. And when I started when I restarted the weight loss journey from where I'm at, I was 242. So this journey is really starting from when I was 270 at birth with Javi. And currently I was 242 last week when I did the episode. And when I weighed in at the end of the week, I was 239. So we have reached a new decade. We are moving down the scale. And when it comes to weight loss, here's what you have to do. This is any goal, but I want to use weight loss as the example because this is what happens. When you're operating from your future self, you have to operate with delayed gratification versus instant gratification. So let's use that as an example. I'm tired. I'm stressed. I had a hard day. The freaking kids won't go to sleep. They keep waking up. I just want to sit on the couch and I just need to like veg out and eat all this like junk food. Okay. I'm going to eat my Target trail mix, the peanut butter chocolate trail mix, because, oh my God, that stuff's addicting. I could do that, sure. That feels like instant gratification. Oh, there's some relief from the stress and from the tiredness and from the day that I've had in this food, even though that relief will shortly turn into guilt, shame, regret, right? But it felt good in the moment, instant gratification. I have to remind myself, my future self doesn't sit on the couch and binge eat because she had a bad day. My future self has bad days because she's human, but she doesn't use food to cope with that. So would that be the right choice for me to make tonight? Probably not. So I have to operate from delayed gratification because that delay will come later. When I see the scale going down, when I feel my clothes fitting better, when I feel my body feeling better, that's delayed gratification. If you consistently operate from instant gratification, you will not have what you want, period. And that's what I said earlier. The only way to actually be in the moment is to operate as your future self. Why? Because when I tell myself, this isn't what you want. You want to be a woman who doesn't binge eat in front of the TV after a bad day. And the way that you stop doing that is to face the feelings and the emotions that you're having right now. And if I face the feelings and emotions and work through them and process them, that is living in the moment. Zoning out like a zombie and watching Netflix and eating the trail mix, that is not living in the moment. And it sure as hell is not living as my future self. I hope this is making sense. We can break all this down inside the free Facebook group if you guys have questions or you want me to go deeper on any of these topics, because I know it can sometimes feel overwhelming because it's a concept that it's like this abstract concept in a way. So it's a little bit hard to understand sometimes. So that is delayed gratification versus instant gratification. Okay. Yes. So I hope that makes sense. So that is how you get to where you want to be. It's the same thing if you're trying to save money to buy a home. You know, you might go to the TJ Maxx or the Home Goods or whatever, and you see all the cute holiday stuff and you want to buy the cute planners and all this shit that you know you really don't need, but you want it. You could do that and get that instant gratification. But if you're trying to save money, your future self would want you to say, you know what? I don't need to buy this today. I'm going to admire it. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to wish it well, and I'm going to go out the door without spending the money so that I can put that money in the savings account to get the house that I want or the car that I want or the whatever that I want. That's delayed gratification, because a year from now, 2 years from now, when you look at that bank account and you've got all this money saved up because you were willing to delay that gratification for the bigger thing that you wanted in the future, your future self will thank you. Right? So that's what that's all about. It's the same thing with weight loss. And that doesn't, and so let me break this down, because I know this is going to be a question. This is not, when we talk about weight, this is not about punishing yourself. This is not about restricting yourself. Let's be very clear about that. There's a big difference here. When you do your fad diets, oh, I'm going to lose 30 pounds in 30 days with the grapefruit, you know, smoothie diet or whatever the hell you're doing. When you do things like that, you are doing it, number one, from a place of self-loathing. You are doing it from a place of misery. You are doing it from a place of desperation. We talk about desperate dieting on here. That is desperate dieting. I need to get the weight off as quickly as possible, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes, whether it's punishing myself, hustling through it. I'm going to just get the weight off. So I'm going to deny myself things. I'm going to restrict myself, and I'm going to just punish myself. Delayed gratification in this circumstance, when we're talking about our future self, is not restriction. It is not those things. And it all goes back to how you're thinking about it, the story you create around it. Because you could tell yourself, oh, I can't have the trail mix tonight because I want to lose weight. I can't have anything I ever want to have because I'll just gain all the weight back. Okay, if that's the thought that you have, how is that setting you up for your future success? Please explain that to me, right? If you turn that thought into, you know what? I could have this trail mix, but I choose to not have it tonight because I would much rather work through some of these things that I'm going through so that I can learn why I want to soothe with food in the first place. Because my future self is not someone who soothes herself with trail mix and food. My future self is someone who gets satisfaction and soothing from other things that are not food related. And so I'm going to just choose tonight to listen to my feelings. I'm going to choose tonight to, you know, sit in some of the pain and allow myself to feel the things that I constantly avoid feeling. And that is my choice, because I know that when I choose to do that, I am moving one step closer to the future vision of me, the future version of me. Do you see the difference? It's all about, it's the same. And I'd say, it's like, I'm repeating myself, but I have to say it. It's all how you speak to yourself. It's the story that you create. It is why you always see people go through the same circumstances, and they have completely different outlooks on it, right? Yeah, it's just, it's how you choose to think about things. And I know I've said this before, but it's like going through diabetes, becoming the mom of a type 1 diabetic who's 4 years old, that was devastating. Devastating when I got the news. You know, that weekend in the hospital was traumatic. It was devastating. I just got on my knees and cried so many times. I would leave the room. Those first couple weeks were unbelievably hard, the hardest couple weeks of my life. And we chose early on in our grief, because it's a grieving process, Frank and I, early, I mean, in the hospital, through our own grief, we made the decision, this will not define our daughter. This will not define our life. It's going to be hard. We got a lot to figure out. We've got a lot of humps to get through. We've got a lot of, you know, battles to cross right now. But one thing for sure that we knew, this will not define our life. This will not hold her back whatsoever. And so that's the attitude that we took. And that attitude I have seen pay off over and over again in the last couple of months. And I've also seen people who are 3, 4 months into their diagnosis with their child who are like, I just don't get it. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so frustrated. This is so hard. And it's like, yeah, I have those moments, guys. But they're moments. They're not the whole thing. So your circumstance is your circumstance is your circumstance. Most of the time, that circumstance cannot be changed. How you deal with it, how you talk to yourself is everything. So you might be telling yourself, well, I can't become the type of person who loses weight because it's just in my genetics. That's a story. That's bullshit, and it's a story, and it's not true. Or I'm never going to have wealth, or I'm never going to have a big house because that's just not where I came from. Okay, so break the cycle. Guess what? You're not stuck there. You get to decide, I'm going to break the cycle. And it all starts with how do you think? What is the conversation with yourself? And in order to have a healthier conversation with yourself, you have to think about who you want to become. Who is the future version of you? What is the irresistible you version of yourself? What does she think, feel, do? What does she want? Where does she live? Where does she work? How does she feel? And when you get crystal clear on that, you can make better decisions in the moment that are going to get you to where you want to be, that are not just instant gratification. Okay, so I hope this is all making sense. I'm going to also post up in the free podcast discussion group on Facebook. I'm going to put the weekly post up there. Let's have some conversations. Post your questions. What is clear? What is not clear? What do you want me to talk about more? I want to hear also from you your vision. Who is your future self? Let's share some of those stories too over in the Facebook group. And I hope again that this was helpful to you. If it is, head over to iTunes, leave a rating and review. If you would like to dig deeper and you want to work with me and you want to get inside of our program, head over to irresistibleicing.com/course. That is where you can sign up and enroll. If you have any questions, you can always message me or DM me through Instagram or Facebook, at Irresistible Icing. All right, guys, this was fun. I'm so happy I got to talk with you. Until the next time, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.